Lecture 11. So, continuing with our optical isomers, we had tetrahedral complexes where we'll have optical isomers and n-tomers as a possibility. When we get to sixth coordinate complexes, we have to be careful about the position of the ligands around the octahedral centre. In this case here, we're looking at a trans cobalt complex where we have got two chlorines sitting opposite each other. Now, these guys are mirror images. But if we have a look at these mirror images, the mirror images are superimposable. If you take the nitrogen-nitrogen here, to put it into this position here, you would rotate about this nitrogen-cobalt-nitrogen bond, and you would push that nitrogen around to there. Now, when you did that, this nitrogen here would move into that position there. Is everybody following that? So you're rotating about this nitrogen-nitrogen bond here. If you push that nitrogen into this position, it means you've pushed it around that position there, and that necessarily means that this nitrogen here will end up in that position over there. So those guys then are superimposable mirror images. It means they're not optical isomers, whereas over here the mirror plane reflects this optical isomer onto that. But if you were to move this nitrogen around to that position here, then this nitrogen ends up moving around to that position over there, and clearly then they're not superimposable. So you could do whatever operation you wanted and you could not superimpose that optical isomer onto that. Simply a mirror image relationship.